This is WSKG News. A bill aimed at improving race relations between residents and police in Binghamton had a public hearing last night at the Binghamton City Council. As WSKG's Brett Jaspers reports, the testimony was often tense.
Police officers sat on one side of the City Council chambers and the law's supporters sat on the other. Mostly. Seats were almost full, and the testimony lasted over 2 hours. Bill supporter Denise Yull is a professor at Binghamton University and talked about the young men of color she teaches.
One of the things that they find is that we live in a town that perpetuates a feeling that they're not welcome. And I don't think that police are purposely doing that. You know, but I don't know that. I mean, I think it's you don't know what you don't know, right?
Several advocates called it a proactive step meant to increase trust and prevent an event like Ferguson. The bill has been in the works for months and would do four things: put tighter restrictions on the use of race in policing, mandate demographic data collection of people stopped, searched, or otherwise investigated, order more cultural training for officers, and start a system for diversifying the police force. Many, like BPD Captain Larry Hendrickson, called it unnecessary.
We don't need a law telling us to do what we are already doing and have been doing for several years. Why enact a law for something we're already doing? It's silly.
There were also concerns about the legal language of the bill. Broome County District Attorney Gerald Mullen cautioned against it, but offered to facilitate more discussion.
People are talking about the issue. And I'm not sure they're talking with each other. And I'm using that horrible term, both sides are lecturing at each other. We shouldn't be sides.
The City Council is expected to vote on the bill next month. Mayor Rich David is against it, but supports non-legislative efforts to diversify the police force. Brett Jaspers, WSKG News.